From the songs of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم. للطعام الباقي للحياة الأبدية الذي يعطيكم ابن الإنسان، لأن هذا الله الآب قد ختمه. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Therefore they said to him, what sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. فقال لهم يسوع أنا هو خبز الحياة من يقبل إلي فلا يجوع ومن يؤمن بي فلا يعطش أبدا. ولكني أقول لكم إنكم قد رأيتموني ولستم تؤمنون. كل ما يعطيني الآب فإلي يقبل، ومن يقبل إلي لا أخرجه خارجا. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. لأن هذه مشيئة الذي أرسلني أن كل من يرى الإبن ويؤمن به تكون له حياة أبدية وأنا أقيمه في اليوم الأخير. فكان اليهود يتذمرون عليه لأنه قال أنا هو الخبز الذي نزل من السماء. And they said, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be told by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from me, from the Father, comes to me. ليس أن أحدا رأى الآب إلا الذي من الله هذا قد رأى الآب
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I am the bread of life. Today it was the message from Jesus Christ to everyone when he said, I am the bread of the life. Jesus Christ, he said 8 times, I am. It was very clear to everyone, I wanted to tell you who am I. So he tried to describe himself. He tried to tell who he is. If I wanted to live with Christ, so I have to know exactly who is Christ, who is Jesus Christ, to live with him. John recorded 8 statements, St. John, in his gospel to reveal who is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the true vine. He said, I am to represent particular relationship of Jesus Christ to the spiritual needs of men and women. He said, like as if he tried to explain, if you wanted to know him, okay, I will tell who is Jesus Christ, but this is only for your spiritual needs. He is the light in darkness. He is the gate for security. He is a shepherd that guides. He is the way, the truth, the life for everyone. Of this we see that Jesus wants us to receive him. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ wanted to explain to us. If you have a fear inside your heart, come to me. If you have a doubt, come to me. I will be the gate for you, for your security. If you have inside your heart dark, there is a darkness inside you, I will be the light. If you need anything, come to me, and I will fulfill whatever you want. I am your father. That's why he said 8 times, I am, to explain to us who is Jesus Christ. Today he said one of the 8, when we'll explain it, I am the bread of the life. In John 6, he said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. In another part, he said, I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. And if you read this part from the gospel, something for me, you'd be surprised that he tried to explain and compare between himself and the bread of life and the manna. And a question here, why he said that? Why he said, this is the manna, and I am the manna too, like manna. This is the bread of life. In Hebrews, in the beginning, they complain about they are in the desert and they have to eat and they have nothing to eat and they are complaining to Moses, why you brought us here in the desert to die? So in Exodus 16:4, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And God decided, maybe you are complaining, you're not trusting me anymore, but I will give you the food that you will eat. Don't worry about that. And in Exodus 16:31, he said, like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Even the taste, it was amazing for them. They are complaining, and they have fear. And they said to Moses, we will die here in desert. And he said, don't worry, we have to trust God. And God said, I will send to you the manna, even that tasted like honey. And also he said, on Friday, take twice. Every day only take a portion that you will eat it, and don't put it inside your home. And only on Friday take twice portions, because I will not give you the manna on Saturday, is Sabbath. And they believed in that. And God set for them the manna every single day. And they took only the portion that they can eat during the day. And they will not keep it, the manna, inside their home. And on Friday, God sent them more portions to take twice on Friday, to not take it on Saturday. And they never, in 40 years, God never stopped sending manna to the people. And Jesus said, I am like the manna. He said exactly like that. I am the manna coming from heaven. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. The manna sustained the people in the wilderness. And we are taking the holy body and the communion from here, from the altar, every single day to keep us in the wilderness, to sustain us in this wilderness, in this life. I remember when we closed the church, everyone was suffered. Everyone. And where is our the communion? We can't sustain in this wilderness without taking the communion. This is the bread of the life. I told them the first time after we opened the church, when we closed the church for 10 days, and there is no liturgy, and pass on me Sunday and Wednesday. Usually I'm doing Wednesday and Sunday the liturgy. And suddenly I didn't find that I have to go to the church, but I can't. The church is closed. So I was praying. Something happened inside me and said, like, something missing. I can't pray. I can't go to church. I can't take the communion. This is the bread of the life. The bread of the life sustained me, keep me in this wilderness, in this life. Also like a manna. Never the manna stopped. And never also the grace and the blessing coming from God stopped. Never one day we came to the church and we said, oh, sorry, like there's the Urbana, did it transform to the Holy Body? Or we didn't find Urbana. No, we will find Urbana. Don't worry about that. Never go outside the church without taking the blessings. Every time we come to the church, there's like infinity of blessings and grace. But I have to take it. A lot of blessings and grace inside the church during the liturgy. But it's only God asking us, take it. Here is a blessing. Here is a grace. But sometimes because I'm very busy in my mind, I'm coming to the church, it's only maybe it's a habit, maybe it's only because I have something inside my mind, so I'm not thinking about Him. And God looking to me like, this is a blessing here. Take whatever you want. Sometimes I say, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Also like the manna. You can imagine the manna came down on the ground, tasting like honey, and the people looked to the manna, no, thank you. You will die. You'll be hungry. It's exactly the same. When I come to the church, I have to take the blessing. I have to focus on my prayer. I have to focus with Jesus Christ. I have to focus with Him. I want to take the blessings. I can't go outside without taking this blessing. Also, this bread of life doesn't only sustain them in the wilderness. They keep them to walk, to go to the land, the promised land. And exactly the holy body and the blood of Christ not only sustain me in this life, no, it's push me to go to the eternal life. It's like food, different food. Keep me alive on the earth, but it's only without this food I can't go to the eternal life too. So I have to take it every day. That's why Pop Kyrollos, and this year we will celebrate the 50 years commemoration about Pop Kyrollos, the sixth. He loved to pray every single day in the morning early a liturgy. Why? He recognized and understand exactly the meaning of blessings and to keep him, sustain him in this life, and also to keep him walking to the eternal life. Let's read the Saint Cyril of Jerusalem said about the Eucharist. Jesus Christ, by his own will, once changed water into wine at Cana of Galilee. So why should we not believe that he can change wine into blood? We should therefore have full assurance that we are sharing in the body and the blood of Christ. For in the type of bread, his body is given to you, and the type of wine, his blood is given to you. So that by partaking of the body and blood of Christ, you may become of one body and one blood with him. Another part also, St. John of Damascus said, and now you ask how the bread becomes the body of Christ, and the wine and the water become the blood of Christ. I shall tell you the Holy Spirit comes upon them and achieves things which surpass every word and thought. Let it be enough for you to understand that this takes place by the Holy Spirit. And in the Last Supper, Jesus Christ, he instituted the Eucharist, and he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." For he was clear. Without eating his body and blood, there is no life in me. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. The second part. So no life here on earth. There is no eternal life if I'm not taking his body and blood. And I will raise him up to the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. John 6. I will abide in him. But what a benefit, what the benefits of taking this sacrament, the body of Christ and the blood. Number one, obtaining eternal life, as we said before. Number two, abiding in Lord Jesus Christ. What I mean about that, or what he means about abiding. Let's read this part. John 15:5. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I am in him. Consequently, we bear the fruit of the Spirit. He who abides in me and I am in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do anything. بيقول أنا الكرمة وأنتم كمان الأغصان الذي يثبت في وأنا في يأتي بثمر أكثر لكن بدوني لا تقدرون أن تفعلوا شيئا. So like exactly I am a branch connected to the tree. Abide in him, it means I am already connected, very connection, good connection with him. If I'm not taking the food from him, I can't live. You can imagine we have all trees around, and you see the branch, for example, sometimes if the branch is very weak, it will be easy to break it, because sometimes this, they said there is no food come to this branch. So abide in him also to living with him. I can't differentiate between the branch and between the tree. If I look to the tree, I say this is a tree. It's exactly like all of us the Christians, and we are saying we are Christians, we are abiding in Christ. When I come to the church, I see everyone here, we are saying like we are praying together. One body in Christ. That's why here, when he said abiding, in Luke 24, now it come to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Exactly, when we take the communion, his body and blood, we will see him. When we take it inside us, so we'll see you and we will know him too. Number three, for benefits of the sacrament, growth and maintenance of our spiritual life. He said in John 6:2, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who feeds on me will live because of me. And also to in Ephesians 2, he said, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the world building, being filled together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Growing spiritually. It's like something I'm taking inside me, try to maintain my life. As if I have no oxygen, I'm taking the oxygen to me. I have no power, and I'm taking also to the power from the Holy Communion. Salvation, for the salvation and remission of sins, and purification. This is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for many and for the remission of sins. هذا هو دم العهد الجديد الذي يسفك من أجل كثيرين لمغفرة الخطايا. Yes, when we are taking the Holy Communion, it's a part from a remission of sins too. And purify me. It's like a fire coming to my heart. When we are thinking that we are taking Christ inside us, and what I'm saying also too, there is a lot of absolutions and a lot of part. We are saying as a priest, I'm saying every time, I'm not worthy to be here. I'm not worthy to be here. And exactly, who be worthy to have the Holy Communion and to take the blood and the body on my hand? So every time I'm standing in front of the altar, I'm saying, I'm not worthy here. But it's only according to your compassion and your love, I'm here. But when I'm thinking about that, I know that also too, it's a fire come to me to purify me with a confession and repentance. See, in the liturgy of St. Basil, we are saying that, make us all worthy, our Master, to partake of your holies and to purification of our souls, bodies, and spirit. Purify our body, souls, and spirit. Unification of believers, one of the benefits of the sacrament too. For we being many are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Here in Canada, in Egypt, in state, in Europe, everywhere, Asia, Russia, everywhere, we are taking the same communion. My brother, my sister, anywhere in Africa, they are taking the same communion. We are only all one body. That's why when we are taking the body of Christ, we are partaking, yes, but also too, we are all together one body. And when anyone suffers, we are suffering with him too. We feel we are all together. And not only the people who are taking the communion, also who are departed. Because they are partaking with different way. We are all together. We are feeling everyone. That's why we are saying the communion. Only one. So also by repentance and confession. But why we have taking, if God is by repentance and confession, and we repent, so God is forgiving me, why I have to take the communion? As we said before, all of that also too, but maybe I forgot some from my sins, so also the communion purify, as the fire purify me. In Revelation books, he said, the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Also to his body and his blood also wash me from my sins. In Psalms 23:5, he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know what is a communion? It's like immunity system against the sin. Never stop taking the communion. It's like immunity system. As we have now in these days that COVID-19, and we see how our immunity system should be good, and also our doctor said you have to take that or take that to improve your immunity system. I'm telling you also to improve the immunity system by taking also the Holy Communion, but spiritual immunity system. I have to take that and I can't stop it. This is my immunity system against the sin. Every time I come to the church and take the communion, I have to remember, forgive me, my God, because I am a sinner. So remind me that I am a sinner and this is the immunity system. In the introduction of the litanies, we said, we ask you, O our Master, to partake of your holies, for the purification of our souls, our bodies, our spirits, that we may become one body, one spirit, may have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begun of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begun of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead. According to the scriptures, he ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
For that which you have and from the wise and the understanding you have revealed to us, little children, and all things which prophets and kings have desired to see and have not, the same you granted to us who are sinners, that we may serve it and be purified thereby. When you established for us the economy of your only begotten Son and the hidden mysteries of the sacrifice, which has neither the blood of the law nor the righteousness of the flesh around about it, rather the lamb is spiritual and the knife is verbal, and the intangible, this sacrifice which we offer unto you. We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, purify our lips and free our minds from all carnal pollution, and send to us the grace of your Holy Spirit, and make us worthy to greet one another with the holy kiss.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and our apostolic kisses.
Lord.